You speak?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
We're back. We're back, baby. Oh, that was a bit
loud.
Hello and welcome to On Repeat with me, Beth.
And me, Susanna.
This is the Frank and Honest podcast discussing the reality of living with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Disclaimer!
We are not mental health professionals, although we have both sat in many a therapy room. Too many. Please visit the OCD Action website, which are an amazing charity, and they have lots of services that can help support you.
What happened was, when I've looked back on our podcast thing on Spotify, where you can listen to all of season one and
wherever else you get your podcasts.
Of course, don't want to. You know.
I'm actually not a Spotify user.
Oh, I love it! I love it. But we released one episode of season two.
You named it season two, and
I was like, "Woo! Here we go, season two!"
Then you never edited anymore.
I do have an amazing episode to come out in this season, which we recorded, oh my God, like a year and a half, maybe two. It was in lockdown.
It was a long time
with
ago.
With the amazing host of OCD Stories, Stuart Ralph.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to release it, but I will have to edit out some of the lockdown-y stuff. Yeah.
It was also, we had some major recording issues because your broken laptop broke even more.
Yeah.
During recording. That was really awkward. Yeah.
We interviewed Stuart for like...
Very unprofessionally.
Yeah, for about an hour and a half. And then my laptop...
Well, we realised this part of it hadn't recorded.
So. I'm still trying to basically piece that interview together. That's
like
what's happened.
An audio jigsaw.
It is like an audio jigsaw. Also, it turns out that it's... I don't know about you, Susanna. I find it's maybe harder sometimes to have the motivation with a podcast that's about the mental health disorder that you suffer with, or I suffer, one suffers with, when you're having a harder time with it, if that makes sense. So like when I'm having maybe a bad week, sometimes working on an episode can be really good.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just can't, I don't want to do anything to do with OCD because it's already dominating my brain.
I mean, you wanted to record today and I was just like, I really can't be bothered.
I know. Well done for doing
You're also, you're very much high energy and I am not high energy. So
I am not high energy. I'm joking.
You're very high energy.
I know. Yeah.
So I have to build the energy to match the energy.
Yeah. I never realised that's such a thing, but yeah, I'm finding that sometimes people feel they have to match the energy. But what's really weird is that I think we're going off topic here.
That's fine.
But sometimes I feel like not very high energy, and I feel like I have to be high energy because maybe someone expects high energy out of me.
You've set a precedent for yourself.
It's like if I'm on a train and somebody calls me and I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, catch up with you, and they're like, oh my God, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm on a train because I can't be like, it's fine, yeah, woo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's, I mean, yeah, we basically want to kind of say hello again, hopefully get
Hi.
Oh
my God. Wow.
You went very close to the microphone.
Hi.
Okay. But like, hopefully get the podcast pony back on the...
Sorry.
Get back on the podcast pony.
Okay. Can we not call it that?
I hate myself. And release some more episodes.
With a bit more of a structure.
Maybe with more of a structure. Structure is not... Well, it's not my...
Forte.
Is it yours?
No.
Which is funny, because again, that does that not just highlight
everyone thinks that someone with OCD has a set...
It's good at structure.
I mean, I have a very set routine. It doesn't mean I have any life structure.
It's not useful. No. It's not a useful routine. It's a completely... No offence, mate, but it's a completely pointless routine.
It's a pointless routine.
But that's not to belittle it. It's OCD, and it's... Dickhead. Wow, the first swear words come out.
Wow.
Ooh. Where do we go from here? I think we should just finish.
No, because I feel like we should maybe say a little bit as to why we haven't done one for a very long time. At the moment, we've just said we haven't done one for a very long time.
I thought we could just end with OCD as a dickhead. That's all we need to really acknowledge. Yeah, so I guess it's what I just said about the fact that, like, personally for me, when I'm, like, going through any kind of harder time with OCD, it's not always...
But I think also we've had a lot of stuff going on. You were on tour for a long time.
Work and stuff gets in the way. But let's talk about what you've been going through as well.
I was in residential for anxiety stuff.
Yeah, so we're not allowed to name...
Not allowed to name where.
Where it is. But, okay, I don't even know where to start with this, because that was a major thing for you.
We'll get into it in a different... We'll do a whole episode.
We'll do a whole episode for you guys about... what that experience was like, if you would like to tell us.
But that made it quite difficult for us to record.
It made it very difficult for us. I mean, it would have been quite cool to speak to you.
It would have been. But I have also met some great people who have agreed to be on our podcast. Yes. So
that's really, really exciting. We've got some really cool people to talk to, because
we've got some great guests lined up for you.
And I think it'll be really, really interesting. As I didn't know if you'd be happy to talk about it on the podcast. It's really cool that you are, because I think it's maybe an experience that, like, you know, most of us can't even understand, like, what you were doing in there. But also, hopefully, like, to give people hope for how that they might be able to go somewhere like that. And the fact that we used to think with you how... you know, how hard it was ever going to be, like, would we ever be able to get you a place in one of those places, because it is very difficult, but the fact that you managed to, and that felt
and
like...
also a place that you don't have to pay ludicrous amounts of money for.
Yeah.
Because most of these places are private and expensive.
Yeah, so I guess that's been a that's been a major reason for not, for not recording, but I think it's also going to be a really... interesting way to start this next step with the podcast.
So we've got an episode on that
coming up. Yeah.
We've got...
Well, also just let us know what sort of things you guys would be interested in hearing about.
And also there are a couple, or I know of at least one guest. I haven't really run this by you yet.
Oh.
One guest that has agreed to come on. Hopefully they will still agree to come on. That I would like to ask the listeners for the questions for.
Awesome. Yeah, because we've never done that.
No.
So... I guess that's us saying hello again.
Hi.
Hi. We're excited to be back, hopefully with a few more, like, a bit more structure, more consistent episodes.
Although I feel like everyone should know our recording setup.
Well, it's not glamorous, but I don't think anyone's is.
Hasn't improved.
No, it hasn't improved. Although I do have, well, it has slightly, because we're going to be able to record remotely I'm in London and you're here.
Yeah.
Because we've got two separate microphones. Very exciting.
But it is balanced on a stool, balanced on a bed.
Well, at least your laptop has a full screen.
That's true. Yours
mine
doesn't.
Is very broken. But we're back and we are excited to So we hope that you can subscribe, like, review, all of the things that mean that we're a real podcast.
You sound like an influencer.
Yeah, that's me. I'm even going to make us a TikTok. I'm being deliberately old.
Yeah.
I'm going to make us a TikTok. I don't know what I'll do on it. What do you do on a TikTok? You just, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
But we'll make one.
I feel like I should be.
You should know.
I should know.
You should really know.
I watch TikToks, but I'm not on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. I'm not on the TikTok.
I watch it on Instagram.
I watch it on Facebook. See, that's that's how old I am.
You're even older than me. Facebook's for, like, middle-aged
Facebook ladies. And YouTubers. YouTubers, YouTube.
So, yeah. Thanks so much, everybody. And see you for the next episode.
Well, not see you.
Hear you.
No.
You hear us. Bye.
Bye.